Comics for Beginners Podcast, episode 31. What's my motivation? Hey, and welcome to the wildly infrequent Comics for Beginners podcast. I'm Palle Schmidt, freelance writer and artist based in Copenhagen, Denmark, the country that brought you the Muhammad cartoons, and recently put ads in newspapers all over the Middle East trying to discourage refugees from coming here. I'm not joking. Last episode was all about motivation, and apparently I haven't been sufficiently motivated to do another podcast for quite a while now. I could cite a number of excuses, like summer vacation, travels, deadlines, this cold that I've had for a month, or just being busy shaking my head in disapproval of the current Danish government. I finished a big corporate gig, a historical graphic novel that you will probably never see, but which paid my rent for this year, so that was good. I've also been focusing a lot more on writing. I just handed in a second draft of a YA novel to my editor here in Denmark that I managed to edit. Actually, while I was recently in New York for NYCC, I was holed up my hotel room for a couple of days and banged out what was basically a week's work. I'm working on at least two other books for the Danish market besides the Danish podcast I host called Plotcast, a series of hour-long interviews with writers on the process and creative workflow of writing fiction and movie script and all that. It's in Danish, so if you don't understand that, sorry. And I'm currently working on another graphic novel with a Danish writer, so even though you haven't heard from me here in a while, that picture you have in your head of me in a hammock sipping a mojito on the beach is totally wrong. I guess it's all a question of priority and also, like I said, motivation. But motivation is fleeting and unpredictable, so what you need is to set some sort of system in place. That's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. Here's a list of things I could have done to ensure a more steady stream of content for Comics for Beginners. There might be a few nuggets of wisdom here that applies to your creative life, to your webcomic or that graphic novel you're working on while trying to pay the rent and juggle kids and friends and mojitos and whatever. So my first thing here on the list is habit. Making things a habit is a great way to avoid having to think about what to do, like whether to exercise or not. You don't have to feel motivated. You just get on the treadmill like you always do on Mondays or whenever. And that's how I am with my work. I drop off the kids and go to the studio. It's not a question of do I feel like going or not. I just do, and that keeps me working even though a deadline might be months away. Because once I'm at the studio, well, I work. That's kind of what the point is. So that's the first point, habit. Praise is another factor you can't really rely on. You might say, if people respond well, I'll continue doing this, or if people ask me for more, I'll continue. But people might like whatever it is you put out and just not say it, or they don't know it exists. And you also run the danger of feeling completely demotivated if one person leaves a snarky comment on your web blog or whatever, and you're not getting the amount of Facebook likes you were expecting. So I would say don't let the opinions of others be a motivating factor. You're giving strangers way too much power over your creative life. My third point, commitment. Making a promise to yourself or to others, a promise I'll post a new page or episode every Monday or whatever, that really helps. Having a partner or someone else to hold you accountable, like with Thomas Alsop, the book I did with Chris Miscavige for Boom Studios last year. It's good to have someone in the trenches with you who cares about the project just as much as you do. Someone you can share the good and the bad with, and someone who will hold you accountable. Someone you don't want to let down. The Danish podcast I mentioned, I do with another writer who also edits the episodes. And we've both committed to getting a new episode online the first of every month, and that prevents me from flaking out because I know there's someone who's relying on me. Comics for Beginners is something I do on my own, and I don't have anybody showing up at my door with an angry face if I drop out of it for a little while. So commitment is another motivating factor. Work ahead. Yeah, I have done this, believe me, but if you rely heavily on motivation, make sure you stockpile a bunch of content when you do have that creative fire, so you can take from that pile whenever you don't have the time to create new stuff. I mean, blog posts or new episodes of a podcast or whatever. And in continuation with that, my next point is batching. So when time is sparse, batching is a really good way to work and to work ahead. It takes time to get those creative gears churning, especially if the machine has been standing still for a while. So instead of writing a couple of hours here and there, set 2 days and really get going. And like I said, I think I may have actually gotten about a week's work done from my New York hotel room because there were no interruptions. I also, because of that stupid cold I had, I lost my voice for a bit, which was an excellent chance to get some writing done because I couldn't really communicate with anybody. I tend to do this in juggling all my different roles of the batching that I said. I do two podcast interviews in one day rather than have it as interruptions over the course of a week. Whenever I'm working on a comic, I try to batch similar kinds of tasks together so that, for example, I don't ink and color a page in the same day. I ink two pages or three pages. I wish I could pull that off, and then batch all the inking in one phase and then the coloring in another, because it takes time to get into the groove of things. But the single most motivating factor, the last point here on my list, as usual, these podcasts are nice, short and sweet, so you don't spend the entire day listening to me ramble on. The single most motivating factor is, of course, money and deadlines. That's how things normally work, you know, which is why paid tasks tend to get in the way of pet projects. I'm sure you could set up some kind of self-reward system where you get to play Nintendo for an hour or buy yourself a latte every time you finish a page of your comic. I don't know. I've never really tried that. But one thing is for sure. If you say to yourself, I'll do it when I get the time, you just know that it's never going to get done. Time is not something you get, it's something you take. So that's my list. I hope I gave you some good ideas, and even though I said praise shouldn't be a motivating factor, it's not exactly demotivating either. So if you do like this podcast or the site, drop me a line or a comment. That's highly appreciated. I could end with taking my own medicine here and promise to do a weekly podcast or post a new article on the site every other Friday, but I won't. My plate is pretty full at the moment, and one of the habits I do take pride in is that I never take on a commitment or make a promise without following through. So that's why I'm sometimes very reluctant to promise things. If you're desperate for more content about how to make comics, make sure you go to the site, comicsforbeginners.com. If you haven't already been there, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff that you've missed. You can sign up for my free 7-day comics crash course if you haven't already, which will help you get motivated and committed to make a 3-page comic in a week. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.